Hi, I'm Margaret Mullings, and welcome to Mentorship Class today. Listen, I know it may sound like a recording saying that I have not been here in a while. Listen, it's been too long. And so today is the day. It is a new day, and it is an honor to be in the classroom with you today. Come on, wherever you are, take your seat at this very moment and begin just to take a moment. As you take your seat, breathe in. Yes. Now breathe out. There. Listen, right where you are, geographically in your seat right now in this class, the Lord of hosts is with you, despite what you're facing right now. So focus all your attention on Abba Father. Yes, the God whom you serve, the living God. He's right there with you. Listen, let's pray before we begin the class. Our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you would move by your Spirit, that you would move by your power and breathe on everyone who's in this classroom today. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, envelop them with your presence. Father, I pray that you would divinely intervene and that you would be their defender and that you'll be the source of everything that they need today. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I love to begin with prayer and end with prayer. But listen, I'm going to use for a topic today in our class to be like Jesus. I just want to repeat that again. To be like Jesus. Listen, I had an experience earlier as I sat at the dining room table having dinner. And you know, my attention was drawn to a puddle of water because it had rained. And so there was this puddle of water on the back porch. And what was so illuminating and so fascinating was that as I looked into the puddle of water, I could see the reflection of the beautiful sea grape tree. So fruitful. I mean, it was just glistening in the sun. And you know, I looked at it and I said, wow, maybe I'll just go outside and see if I can see that reflection. And you know, I actually went outside to try and capture that beautiful picture in the puddle of water, but it wasn't there. So I returned into the, you know, to the dining room, and I looked, and there it was. And so I took a picture. I took a picture of it. I wish that you could see it, you know. It's so beautiful. But in retrospect, I felt the awesome power of God, and I just bowed my head in awe of his presence. And I thought about all the times that I have failed to shine the light of Jesus in my own life, in circumstances and situations. And there, this was this picture of this beautiful reflection of the fruitful sea grape tree, just glistening there. And in contrast, that is how our lives ought to be. We ought to be a reflection of Jesus Christ. Yes. And so this poem taken from it's a message taken from Messages of Hope and Inspiration. This is a poem from the book. It's a collection of inspirational writings. This poem reads, "To be like Jesus when slandered and accusations are hurled is to answer not a word." Yes, to be like Jesus and endure the humiliation of rejection and the pain of it all. In your home, the greatest battle rages, where you are put to the test by the ones whom you love so dearly. Yet, to be like Jesus, you must not speak unkind words to your family members, nor swear to get even. Instead, to be like Jesus, you must humbly bow in prayer and ask Abba Father to empower you to forgive them like Jesus did. Allow God's word to constrain you to demonstrate that love, to conquer every devil, transforming your home into a haven of refuge and love, to be like Jesus in the midst of your most difficult moments, when it seems every glimmer of hope seems to fade. Yet there is a ray of light just up ahead of you, and may God, your Father, impart to you his strength to endure your time of great suffering and the pain of rejection. Understand that it is only for a while, and that while is now ended. Your struggle is over. Yes, your struggle is over. Hold on. You shall see with your eyes the manifestation of God's word in demonstration in your life. To be like Jesus is to daily live the more abundant life. In him, you are more than a conqueror. Jesus Christ overcame it all, and now you have been transformed into his likeness. You are the winner. You are just like Jesus Christ because you are now allowing Jesus to live and reign on the throne of your heart. Give him praise. Yes, there ends that poem, and it is so encouraging. May this poem, the topic of our class today, to be like Jesus, catapult you to your place of destiny, even in your most agonizing moment. So listen, it's been an honor in your company today. God bless you right where you are. And until next time, until next week, hope to see each of you here in the classroom. God bless you right where you are. Let's pray before you leave. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every one who has been in this classroom today. And I pray as each one leaves this classroom, Father, I pray that your presence would go with them and be with them, and your word would sustain them in moments of weakness, in moments even when they may stumble, Lord, that you would not let them fall. But Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would surround them with your grace and impart your strength and your wisdom and understanding. Father, meet their need today. Be their protector and keep each and every one of each student, yes, who's in the class today, and those who would actually join in. Keep them, Father, under your Psalm 91 covering wings of protection, and meet them at the point of their need. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, have a productive day. God bless you right where you are.